fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. Friends, this is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm going to wrap up some of the reflections this week I've had on the seven letters to the churches in Asia Minor, given to us in the book of Revelation. Talked about three of them in particular that the church gave us this week as we're making our way liturgically through the week, heading toward a big celebration this Sunday. And if you're not planning on going to church, which I hope you are, I really encourage you to get to church this weekend. This is the celebration of the solemnity of the Feast of Christ the King. We're celebrating the victory and the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. The most important thing in all of reality, in all of creation, from a human point of view, the single most important thing is this reality that Jesus Christ is the Lord of all, that he's the king, and that he's reigning over a kingdom that he's established. He was sent by the Father to establish the kingdom of God on the earth and to bring men and women back to God into the kingdom under the reign and rule of God, men and women who've surrendered everything to him and have said, I want in. I want to follow you, Lord. I want to belong to you. I want you to show me what pleases you. That's what I want to live for now. Friends, this is so important for us to see. One, because if you go on Sunday to church to celebrate this, and if you haven't been to church in a while, you haven't been to confession in a long time, I'd encourage you to go to confession. Usually you can go to confession on a Saturday. You can find lots of churches, parishes have confession available. And make sure you go to confession so that you can make a decision on Sunday to reorient your life back to the Lord and really live in his kingdom. So you're in a place where you can receive communion because Jesus wants to bring you home and bring you back. And there's no doubt, I've been talking all week that the exhortations in the book of Revelation to the seven churches, they're so applicable to the situation we're living in right now. There's a little bit of all of those letters present in different places in the church. But one of the things that's so clear, and I ended yesterday's program with reading from the church to Laodicea, which is a church that certainly feels and sounds a lot like large portions of the church in the U.S. And this is the church that was situated in a town of Laodicea, where it was known for its banking, it's known for its manufacture of fine clothing, and a prominent medical school, which created a kind of salve for people's eyes for certain kind of eye diseases. And it was a pretty content bunch. Whenever we're living, as I said yesterday, in prosperity and comfort for any length of time, the human heart will just drift away from God if we're not careful. We have to fight. We have to fight with all we have, with the help of the Holy Spirit, with the help of the church who upholds us, leads us, to be able to resist the constant temptation of the world to be distracted, and to become addicted to things in the world rather than surrender to God in love and freedom. The world sells us alternatives all the time. This is the road to happiness. This will make you happy. Have more of this, you know? Be more fashionable. Live in the right neighborhood. Buy better cars. Get a bigger bank account. Go to the right parties. Have the right number of sexual experiences. You know, you name it. Try these drugs. All this infinite number of distractions. All of it to literally enslave us. The world says this is freedom because, hey, look, I'm free to choose from this multiplicity of options. And I'm in the driver's seat in my own life, and I'm making the choices. And I'm free, and I'm living the life. That's what's being sold to us all the time. And then when we look back, we kind of glance back on occasion to the church. We have moments where the Holy Spirit, where our conscience might be pricking us, might be stirring us. And we have these little glimpses where we look back and we say, nah, uh-uh. That just seems so dull and boring and it's too many rules and not enough happy people there. It's just not fun. So I don't want to go there. But I'm exercising my freedom in a different direction. And the world tries to convince us, yeah, I'm free. And so we have all these examples of people every day that are on the news, you know, Hollywood actors, another relationship blowing up. They're going their own way and they have new loves and they bought new mansions and all this stuff. Or you have the Kardashian weirdness, or you have just all kinds of things in society that people are stepping up and they're constantly in the news and projecting to us somehow, this is the way to live. You can be rich, you can be sexy, you can be adored, you can know all the right people. All that silliness, friends, it's all pure baloney. It's all a lie. It's meaningless. It is literally what Scripture calls the empty futility of darkened minds. The enemy serves it up to us as freedom. It is slavery. There's only one road to freedom, and that's the human heart saying yes to God. That's it. There is no other way. There's nothing else. We got to get that into our hearts. I don't care what we accomplish. I don't care if you have built the biggest business in the history of the world because you followed an idea that you created, which in and of itself could be a really good thing. But if you've forgotten God and you're basking in ego and wealth and the pleasures that come with all that, and you're in the inner circle and you separate yourself from the herd, and it's a lot of it's just about you and your power and your influence and your ego. Friend, if that's where you are, you literally are a slave, despite what the world that's genuflecting in front of you might want to tell you. It's all going to pass just like that. Here today, gone tomorrow. And you will die. And you will appear before the judgment seat of Christ naked, not with your bank account, not with your wardrobe, not with everything else you've accumulated. You will appear before him as you are. Naked you came into this world, naked you're going out of this world. And the only thing that matters in that moment is, who did you serve? What did you love? To whom did you belong? It's decided at that point. And if what you were building consumed your heart, and Christ was not the pearl of great price, and God was not your hope, God was not first in your life, if the kingdom you were building, if that was consuming everything you had, your life on earth was a total and complete failure. You see, because you're going to last. You're going to live forever in one way or another. You're going to be in the kingdom of God, or you're going to be in eternal punishment forever. That's the revelation of Jesus Christ. But the thing you created is going to be obsolete before you know it. It'll be gone. And your name maybe will be in a book somewhere that almost no one will read. I guess we won't have, the future will have even fewer books, or in an iBook somewhere. But remember, the devil wants to serve up what the Laodicean community was experiencing. I'm affluent. I'm rich. I'm comfortable. I got it going. I don't need anything. And what I don't need is, I don't need God. I mean, look at my life. I'm happy. I've done this on my own. I don't need to have this guilt thing sort of drawing me back to somebody who's got to tell me what to do and how to live. It's a great temptation. And our heart toward God is lukewarm, and desire for God disappears, because I'm just so darn content with who I am and what I am. And if there's a God, what I've chosen for myself, he's going to really dig it anyway, so I don't need to worry. It's a profound lie. We will all appear before the judgment seat of God. The only thing that matters in this world ultimately is, where will you end up? And the beautiful image that Jesus gives us at the end of this letter to the Laodiceans, he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and I'm knocking." You know, people have said, imagine that door. You know, it's the kind of door that only has one doorknob, and it's on the inside, and you're the only one who can open the door. The real question is, Have you opened the door of your heart to Jesus Christ? Not have you written a check for, you know, the March of Dimes or this, that, or the other thing, or, you know, you went to Easter service with your wife and your kids and you did your duty in your mind. It's not going through the motions that matters. What matters is your heart. Have you accepted the diagnosis of Jesus Christ of your heart? Have you looked at the cross of Calvary and the shedding of his blood and the grotesque public humiliation he endured and the sacrifice of his life that he gave? Do you realize, have you realized, are you willing to realize the truth that he died for you? And apart from that death, you have a future without hope. You are, I am, if that's the condition I'm in, I'm exactly what Jesus describes here to the church in Laodicea. I'm wretched, I'm pitiable, I'm poor, I'm blind, and I'm naked. Just the opposite of what I think I am. Wretched? Are you kidding? I'm a good person. Everybody likes me. Look at all the good stuff I've done for everybody. Pitiable? Who would have pity on me? I mean, I'm the guy who's on the top of the mountain. I have pity on other people. I'm poor. I can't be poor. Look at my bank account. Look what I have. Look what I possess. Blind? I'm in the inner circle. I'm part of the cultural elite. I'm part of that unique, small group of people who see things the way they really are. We're the people in charge. We're the people who call the shots. And naked? What do you mean by that? I have fine clothing. I have the best of everything. It's really easy to fall into those kind of temptations. Because that's what the world, in the biblical sense, does night and day. Seduces us into that position, to that confusion, to that lie. And Jesus in his mercy comes and says, oh, my friend, my son, my friend, you're blinded. You don't know how to value what's truly valuable. You of all people who make valuations all the time and risk assessments and the rest to make the right choices, you've missed it completely. But Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will enter his house and dine with him, and he with me. I will have communion with him. Jesus wants you, my friend. He wants your heart. He wants to give you his heart. He wants to have communion and fellowship with you. And you've been striving to be on top forever. You've been striving to be the big winner, to have it all. And Jesus says this, I will give the victor the right to sit with me on my throne, as I myself first won the victory to sit with my Father on his throne. Friend, that's the only throne that's going to last forever. The kingdom of God will last forever. It's begun in the glorified humanity of Jesus Christ. Do you want to share in it? That's the question. It's not going to happen automatically. It doesn't come by osmosis. It's not yours by birth. It's by being born again by water and the Spirit, and making the decision to follow Jesus Christ. Friend, it's for you. Make that decision today and live in it with all your heart. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.